Today, sharing in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Ayin Tes. We have already finished the 10th Perek, and we'll be starting from the very, very bottom, three lines from the bottom, with the start of the 11th Perek in the new Mishnah. And Yetzir Hashem will do the rest of Ayin Tes, as well as Daf Pei today. So let's begin. The Mishnah, bottom of Ayin Tes, Amud Aleph, the new Perek. The Elu Nedarim Shumefer. We've been talking about the ability of both the husband and the father, respectively, to be Mefer Nedarim of their wife and daughter, and now we'll learn exactly what the details of that are. Most Rishonim learn that there is no difference between the husband and the father. The Rambam has a unique shita that says, no, the father is different. The father is more powerful and has a better ability to go be made for the Nedarim of his daughter than does the husband to the wife. We'll explain this as we go forward. Now, these are the Nedarim Shumefer. It's not a blanket Heter, according to anybody, that the father can be made for his daughter's nedarim, or the husband can be made for his wife's nedarim. It's only certain types of nedarim that they're allowed to be made for. What are those types of nedarim? Elu nedarim shu made for. What types of nedarim can they be made for? So, dvarim sheyesh bohen inui nefesh. Only things that involve affliction. Inui nefesh means that it is a tsar, it is a affliction. When we talk about on Yom Kippur, to have inui, you have to have an affliction. It has to be somewhat painful. So any type of a neder that causes her pain, that is the type of a neder that the husband and the father have the right to go and be mefer. Now, the Mishnah only mentions about that. The Ran points out, in the first Dibur Maskel, first of all, number one, he says, Shabal mefer, v'cheino av mefer libito. The Ran clearly points out that there's no difference over here between the father and the husband. Again, the Rambam disagrees. Most of the other Rishonim agree with the Ran's approach, and we'll explain momentarily, as I said, the Rambam's approach. But in the second Ran, he says, "Sheyesh ban inui nefesh." So mafarish b'gemara, duhu adin demefer namin devarim should be no l'veina. There is another category of nedarim that the husband is able to be made for his wife, and the father is able to be made for his daughter, and that's things that interact between them, that have a negative impact on their relationship, so he's allowed to be made for those, even if they don't involve inui nefesh. So why didn't our Mishnah list that? Ela denakad hani, the Mishnah only listed those that are inui nefesh, lefi shehu, mefer oson legamre, because there's a difference between these two types of nedarim. In regards to inui nefesh, so the husband or the father have the right to be made for the neder legamre, totally, bein liatzmo, bein liachem, for themselves and for other people, meaning that the neder will impact other people, so he doesn't just revoke it for the aspect of the neder that impacts himself, but he also revokes it for the impact it will have on other people. So that's inui nefesh. But as opposed to masha'en kein bidvarim shebeino leveino, things that are just interpersonal relationship related between the husband and the wife, or the father and the daughter, she'ein mefer liacherim eliyatzmo. He only has the right to revoke the neder as it applies to him. But as the neder might apply to other people, it's not revoked. So here's a fundamental difference between these two types of nedarim in terms of the power to have them be mufar. So that's why our Mishnah only lists inui nefesh items. And then it tells us what are examples of such. Dvar b'sheish b'nimi nefesh include im erachatz v'im lo erachatz, im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. Now, this isn't something that I can simply explain right now. We'll have to wait till we get to the Gemara to really explain it in detail. But for now, we'll say, if she makes a neder of im erachatz, if I will go and bathe, or if lo erachatz, if I won't go and wash myself, im eskashet, if I will go and wear various types of adornments, this could be various types of cosmetics and makeup, and or if I will not, v'imlo eskashe. And the Gemara will explain all of this in more detail, so I'll wait till we get there and explain it then. Now, the Rambam's opinion is that the difference between the father and the husband is that the father has the ability to go and be made for any nedarim that the wife makes, not just that are inui nefesh and involving beino leveino. This is obviously quite different than all the other Rishonim. So the opinion of the Rishonim is based upon a Sifri. And you can see this in the Rosh, in Dibur Maskel, Sheyesh Bam Inui Nefesh. And the Rosh tells us, the Siv, Kol Neder V'chol Shuas Isor Lanos Nefesh, V'isha Yikimenu, V'isha Yiferenu. And that's one pasuk, which shows that the husband, the Isha, again with the Ma'apike always, is able to go and be either Makayim or made for the wife's Nedarim. And then the Sifri says, V'u'adin la'ab. The same thing applies with the father in terms of the daughter. Ki Dedarish B'Sifri, And it says there, the other pasuk, Bein Ish Li'ishto, Bein Av Li'bito, where it compares the father's ability and the husband's ability. Ish Li'ishto, husband to wife, Av Li'bito, father to daughter. So this Hekish in the pasuk, Mekish Av Li'bal, is comparing the husband and the father's abilities, their powers, in terms of revoking their wife or their daughters, respectively, Nidorim, and Ma Baal Eino Mefer Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh, and just like the husband only has the power to be Mefer Inu Nefesh and Beinola Veina, so Af Eino Mefer, Af Eino Mefer Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh and Beinola Veina. And therefore, this Sifri is the basis for all the Rishonim, other than the Rambam, saying that the powers are equivalent. The Rambam doesn't hold from this Sifri. Why is that? So the Chuvas of the Rambam, he writes that the Sifri is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and it's a Das Yochid, and therefore our Gemara paskins against Rabbi Shimon. And our Gemara is telling us that this Sifri, Rabbi Shimon's Hekish, is not correct. That's the simple understanding of the Rambam. Incidentally, the Yerushalmi also has the same Hekish that the Sifri has, and that's even a stronger question on the Rambam, but the Lecha Mishnah explains that the Bavli, our Gemara here, the Sifri, the Yerushalmi, they all are discussing a case where it's dealing with the Naru Murasa, where both the husband and the father are dealing with the exact same woman, the father's daughter, who's the Naru Murasa, and the husband's wife, this Naru Murasa. And therefore, in this, and in only this situation, the Lecha Mishnah says, does all of the Yerushalmi, the Sifri, and our understanding of the Bavli, according to all the Rishonim, only in this situation is the rights of the husband and the rights of the father equivalent. But in a situation where it's not a Naru Murasa, then that's what the Rambam says. We haven't been discussing anything. This is a separate din, that there the father can revoke any one of his daughters in the Dharm. It doesn't have to be Inuin Ethesh. So that's another simple way to explain the Rambam against the rest of the world. One more thing before we turn to the Omud Beis, and that is indeed Ramaskul in his Kashet, in Loes Kashet, in the Ran. And he says that here we're dealing with putting on various types of makeup or applications of cosmetics. Kishut haponim, it's talking about facial cosmetics, kagon kichul upikus, various types of cosmetics. And in this situation, that is considered nidre inri nefesh. However, kishut shalmata, putting various types of applications on the genital area, so if in that situation, afilu rabbanon modu, the Rav Yossi, the ein elu nidre inui nefesh, elu dvarim shebeino lebeino, as opposed to cosmetics dealing with taking care of the genital region, so in that situation, that's not considered inui nefesh, but that's considered beino lebeino, which, as we pointed out, there are different dinim between nidarm of inui nefesh and nidarm of beino lebeino. Okay. Let's turn now to Ayin Tes Omid Beis, where the Mishnah continues and says, Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. Rav Yossi disagrees with Tanakama. He says that Im Erechatz, Im Lorechatz, Im Eskashit, Im Loeskashit, which we haven't fully explained yet, he says those aren't examples of Inu Nefesh. They are, in fact, Beino Leveino. As the top line tells us, Rav Yossi, Nidre Inu Nefesh, who do lo have you? They're not inu nefesh. However, Abul Dorm should be all no, have you? He doesn't disagree that the husband or father would have the right to go and be made for such nedarim if they're beino leveino. However, he says that that's not what we call examples of inu nefesh. What are examples of inu nefesh? The Eluhei Nidre inu nefesh. For example, if the woman says, Amar konam peiros ha'olam alai, I ask myself to eat any fruits of the world. So that's an example, Hareza Yochalofet, that's Inu Nefesh, and the father of the husband would be able to go and be made for such a nether. As opposed to if she says, Peros Medina Zu Olai, if she says, the Peros of this Medina are upon me, in other words, only in this Medina can I not eat Peros, but I could eat Peros from another Medina, so then that's not something that's Inu Nefesh, because even though she's saying, I won't eat the fruits from this area, Yavi lo medina acharis. The husband can go, father can go bring her fruits from another area. So that's not called inui nefesh. The Ran and others aren't goris the word over here, zo, because, as we'll see in a moment, if it's really in her hometown Medina, so then that would be difficult for the husband to go and bring fruits from another area, and therefore he would have the right to go and revoke that. And therefore, they say that it's just talking about Paris Medina, of another Medina, not Zu, not the one that they're in. Alternatively, if you have the gears of Zu, so then you say that it's dealing with Piris Medina Zu of another country, but not the country that you're living in, because that would be too difficult to force the husband or the father to go bring her fruits from another area. So if she's living in Eretz Yisrael. So if she says, I ask myself the fruits of France, okay, gesundheit, so he'll only bring her fruits from other areas. That's not a problem. But she's living in Eretz Yisrael, she says, I ask myself for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, so then it'll be too difficult for him to go and bring her fruits from another area, and therefore that neder he could revoke. Okay. The Mishnah continues and says, Peros chenvoni ze olai, if the woman would make a neder, I ask myself to go and have fruit from this storekeeper, from this chenvoni, so then any yochel offer. The husband, father would not be allowed to go and be made for such a neder because there are many other chenvonis in town. So go bring from a different chenvoni, that's not inui nefesh. However, v'imlo ha'yisor parnasoso el mimenu, if he was only able to use this fruit store, this storekeeper, this chenvoni, because that's the only one that will give him on credit. Sometimes he's not going to have money. As the Ran tells us, in Dibur Masik, lo yisor parnasoso el mimenu, shechenvoni zeh mekifo, this chenvoni gives him on credit. All the other chenvonis don't give him on credit. And there's no other storekeeper who'll give him on credit. Sometimes he just doesn't have the cash available. He's not liquid. Vinim says, he misanet. Then it's going to be inu nefesh because he can't go and buy stuff. Therefore, he'll koch yofir. Therefore, he has the right to go be mefer if this is the only chenvani in town that will give him credit. It will extend him credit. The other chenvanis won't. And therefore, if this is the only chenvani in town that will give him credit, so then, hareze yofir divi Rav Yossi. Then, Rav Yossi says he would be allowed to go be mefer the neder. The Gemara will explain why we say again over here divi Rav Yossi. We started off by saying Amar Rav Yossi, so it's not normal for us to go and say divi Rav Yossi. The Gemara will explain that as well. Okay, that's the Mishnah. A little bit enigmatic still, and let's go and discuss it now in the Gemara. Gemara begins and says, Nidre inu nefesh hu demefer, she'ein bahen inu nefesh eno mefer. The Gemara asks the following question. This implies from our Mishnah that it's only inu nefesh. But if it's not inu nefesh, so then there is no ability of the father or husband to go be mefer in the darim. But that's not true. The Pasuk says, V'tanya ben ish li ishto ben av libito. Anything that is between them, they know livena, between the father and the daughter, between the husband and the wife. So in this situation, so the husband and the father have the right to go be made for Nidarim that have been. So how can you in our Mishnah say that we're only dealing with Nidre Inu Nefesh? The word says obviously we're dealing with both. Armi, Halein Volein Mefer. Yes, you're right. Both Inu Nefesh and Beino Leveina, the husband and the father respectively have the right to be made for Nidarim. Mihu. However, there's a difference between the two. Inu nefesh mefer liolam. In regards to inu nefesh types of nedarim, he can go and make them move for forever, even after they are divorced, let's say. Avol ein b'hem inu nefesh, if there is no inu nefesh involved, so then only while they're living together, can the isa to Jose, while she's married to him, while she's living with him, so then those nedarim are move for, but they're only move for while they're married. Then have your hafara. However, miki megarishla, if they were chas v'shalom going to get divorced, so then the neder kicks back in the minute the divorce takes effect. Chayil alo nidra. So his revocation of beino leveina only lasts as long as they're married. That's when it's beino leveina. As soon as they're divorced, rachmono litzlan, so then that neder no longer applies. And in that situation, the nether kicks back in again. It was only temporarily revoked, and the minute they would some get divorced, the nether would apply again. And the Ran adds over here, ki megarish lo chayli, and he says that umitzra b'hu afa pisha chazav nasa. And then, even if he takes her back, again, a husband who's not a kohen is allowed to be maxi grushas as long as she hasn't got married to somebody else, but once it kicks in, he no longer can revoke it, even when he takes her back the second time, because it's no longer Yom Shemo. So this neder would stay in effect, even after they were to get remarried. So this is a huge difference between inu nefesh and beino leveina, and that's why our Mishnah didn't mention both. Okay. The Gemara now says, b'dvarim shebeino leveina, she'en b'minu nefesh, things that are beino leveina that aren't inu nefesh, so that the husband is or the father is only able to revoke while they're married. Avol yesh ban inu nefesh, but if there is inu nefesh, lo chayil aleha nidra, then the neder doesn't take effect even after they get divorced. The neder has been pushed aside totally. Gemara questions this and says, udvarim she'en b'hem inu nefesh, things that aren't inu nefesh, ki begarish lo chayil aleha, really? It comes and kicks back in as soon as they're divorced. Now, it always says here the case of divorce. It doesn't tell us what the case would be if the husband dies. I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, I didn't see any of the Rishonim here say anything, but I'm assuming the same thing would apply if the husband died, so then it's no longer been olivei not, so the nether would kick in again as well. In any event, udvarim she'ein bahem inu nefesh, ki megarish lo chayil aleha, Are you telling me that if the woman were to get divorced, then the neder kicks back in if it's only beno lebino and not eno nefesh? But that's not what the Mishnah tells us. Well, it's not. And this is a Mishnah we're going to learn in a week on Daf Pei Hey Omer Aleph. It tells us, Yochid Menuri Omer Yofer, that the husband has the right to go and be made for it in the Darim. And the Ran and Ibra Masel Votnan, Rabbi Yochid Menuri, tells us that this Mishnah on Pei Hey Omer Aleph says, Ktani Reisha, Konem Sha'ani Ose Al Picha. She says, I asa myself, my Maisi Yadayim, to benefit you. So the husband doesn't have to go and be made for that. If she says, Shani Osa Picha, anything I do is awesome to you, ain't a sochlof. The Baal doesn't have to go be made for that. Daha Mishubadale, because she's Mishubit to go and do certain things to the husband, and therefore the husband doesn't have to go and revoke that. It's automatically not taking effect. However, the Ilmua Rabbana Lishibude, the Baal, Shelo Yavkenu Konen, that he shouldn't have to go and be revoking it. But, and here we go back to our Gemara, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yofer. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that the husband should nevertheless go and revoke that neder. Why? Because Shema Yigar Shena, maybe he will divorce her, Utei Asurlo, and then this neder will kick in. The Mishnah clearly says the neder will kick in this situation, and therefore, if he wishes to be Machzi Grushoso, that Isser of Hana will be upon him. Now, what do we see from that? This is the Gemara's question. Alma, you see from here, ki megarish law, if the husband divorces her, umay for law meyikara, if he is made for the nether, as Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says he should do, to avoid the nether from kicking in at the time of the divorce, meyikara, have yafara, then it does work. His hafara, it does work. According to the Chachamim, he wasn't made for the nether, so we understand why it would kick in. But according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, if he's made for the nether, it doesn't kick in. So here's a kasha on you. How can you tell me that dvarim should be no leveina, that don't have inu nefesh, will kick in at the time of the divorce if there was a revocation? Here, you see, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that that revocation will prevent it from kicking in. So therefore, that can't be the difference between inu nefesh and beino leveino. Shmuel says, you're right. I'm right. Therefore, we have to say, holein v'holein havi hafara. So whether it's dealing with inu nefesh or whether it's dealing with beino leveino, if he's made for, if the husband or the father is made for the neder, that's it. It's mufar. What's the difference then between Inu Nefesh and Beino Leveino? So as we pointed out already when we read the Mishnah, Ela Nidre Inu Nefesh Mefer Bein Liatzmo Ubein Liachem. When the husband or the father is Mefer a Neder of Inu Nefesh, so that takes effect no matter who it's impacting, whether it's impacting just the father or the husband, or whether it's impacting other people as well. This Hafara will work for everybody. Bein Liatzmo Ubein Liachem. It will work for the husband, and it will work for other people as well. That's for inui nefesh. However, ain't by inui nefesh. If there is only beino leveino, there is no inui nefesh, so then the husband or the father, la'atzmo mefer, then he's only able to go and be made for the neder as it applies to him, beino leveino. However, if this neder were to apply to anybody else, la'acherim, eino mefer, the neder would not be mufar for anyone else. And that's why we have to read the Mishnah of Ahochi Tani. Elu Nadarim Shu Mefer Bein Liatzmo Bein Liachayrim, that when Amish is talking about just the Inu Nefesh, it's because it's talking about Nadarim that the husband or the father is Mefer for everyone. Bein Liatzmo Bein Liachayrim. That's Nadarim Sheish Bam Inu Nefesh. As opposed to Beino Leveino, he's only Mefer for himself, but he's not Mefer Liachayrim. And that's why, again, our Mishnah only listed one type and not the other. Okay. Now we're finally going to try to understand what the Mishnah's examples of Inu Nefesh are. According to the Tanakhama, it was im Erchatz, im Lo Erchatz, im Eskashit, im Lo Eskashit. What exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah is quoted and says im Erchatz. And the Gemara says, Hechi Kamar. Now it really should be, and you can see this Girsa in the Ran, in Dira Masel, Hechi Ka'amra, it is the woman who's making the neder. So Hechi Ka'amra is the correct Girsa over here. If you have the Girsa Hechi Kamar, it means what did the Mishnah, which would be masculine, what did the Mishnah mean when it said Imerchatz? But since we're talking about the woman making the nether, the more correct Girsa according to Ran is Hechi Kamra. In any event, what exactly is she saying over here, Imerchatz? So the Gemara says, Ilema, if you're going to tell me the Amra that the woman says, for example, Konam Peros Olam Olai, that I ask myself to eat any fruits of the world, Imerchatz, if I go and wash. So in other words, that would be Inu Nefesh, because it would be very difficult for her not to eat any fruits of the world. So then, Lomo Lo Hafara. So then, why would, in fact, that require Hafara? Guess what? Lo Tirchatz, don't go and wash. You said that the fruits are only konim to you if you go and wash. So guess what? Don't wash. Lo tirchatz. And therefore, lo litzron peros olam. Now, the Bach deletes the word elu. Allah. So in that way, the fruits of the world will not be asatur, and no problem. No inu nefesh. So don't wash. So that can't be what it's talking about. But and furthermore, would Rabbi Yossi have said what he said in that situation? Would Rabbi Yossi have said in such a situation that this is an example of inu nefesh? Maybe she's going to go and wash herself. The itziru peros olam Allah, and then all the fruits of the world would in fact be asur to her. So why would Rabbi Yossi say that that's not a case of inu nefesh? So that's not what the Mishnah means when it says in erchot. So we turn to peyo ben aleph. The Eloh, it must be talking about, when it says imer chotz, it means as follows. The Eloh, the Amr, the woman says, konam hanoas rechitz olai. I'm asking myself to go and get any hanoah from washing myself la'olam, forever, imer chotz, if I wash now. And therefore, this is inu nefesh, and the Tanakhama says, mishum hochi mei for law. The Tanakhama says, in this situation, the husband has the right to go be made for this, her father has the right to be made for this because of inu nefesh. Why? Because dechitade. What should this woman do that shouldn't be inu nefesh? Whatever she does is going to make it inu nefesh. Tirchatz, if she washes herself, so then, mitzra hanoas uchitzala, then the nether kicks in, which she said, that konim hanoas uchitzalai, la'olam, forever, im erchatz, if I go wash myself. So if she washes herself, boom, that's going to be an Issa or Rechitza on herself. So therefore, that's definitely Inu Nefesh. To never be able to wash, that's definitely Inu Nefesh. So don't wash, lo tirchatz. So in that situation, how could that not be a Inu Nefesh? Isla Nivula. She would become disgusting. So that certainly would be Inu Nefesh. So therefore, Mimarashach, either way, whether she washes or she doesn't wash, so then it's going to be Inu Nefesh. And that's why the Tanakhama felt that this is Inu Nefesh. And why did Rav Yossi say it's not inu nefesh? Rav Yossi Savra, listen, if she goes and washes, you're right, imerchatz, so that would be inu nefesh, you can never wash again. But Rav Yossi Savra, so efshu de lo rochatza, so maybe she won't go and wash, so don't wash, and therefore, ulaniva lo chashina, the fact that she'll become disgusting, that she'll have nevel, that's not a concern, according to Rav Yossi, of inu nefesh. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, it would only be b'no levena, and that's why he didn't consider it inu nefesh. Okay. So we want to suggest that that's the way to understand the Mishnah, Im Erchatz, between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. Mora questions this and says, wait a second, if this is so, that Rav Yossi doesn't consider this Inu Nefesh, if he's not concerned about Isla Nivula, so then, then he should have said so. Rav Yossi Omer, Tanai Zeh, Ein Bo Inu Nefesh. He should have said that this is not Inu Nefesh. That would have been the simple way for him to respond to this. He should have said that this Tanai is not Inu Nefesh, not that this isn't Inu Nefesh in general. So based upon this wording change, so the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, the Amra, what in fact was Im Erechatz the situation? That the woman said, the Amra, Hanoas Ruchitza Alai Li'olam, that the Hanoa of Ruchitza upon me is forever. Im Erechatz Hayom, if I were to go wash today, the critical word that he's adding over here is today. In this situation, the Tanakhama says, that would be Nivula, and therefore the Tanakhama is concerned about Inu Nefesh. If she were not to wash today, so that would be Nivula. The Rabbi Yossi Sava, no, Nivul Dechad Yoma, Loshmi Nivul. For one day, that's not considered Nivul, and therefore he says that's not an example of Inu Nefesh. It would only be Beino Leveino. Now we turn to Peyo Mitbeis, where the Gemara says, okay, Shoniz Imerchatz. We answered up, we know what the explanation of the Mishnah is. We understand the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. That's for Im Erechatz. Shanisa Im Erechatz. Fine. Very good. But what's the second case? Im Lo Erechatz Echidami. What's that case? If I will not go and wash myself, then why is that Inu Nefesh according to the Tanakhama, but not according to Rav Yossi? So one says, maybe, Ilema, you know what? We want to answer the Amra. The woman says, Titzar, it should be offered to me to have Hanoas Rechitza Li'olam. A lie, it should be forever forbidden to me to get the pleasure of rechitza im lo erchatz hayom, if I don't go and wash myself today. So the Gemara says, why would anybody say that the husband or the father should be allowed to go and revoke that neder? Loma lo hafara. Guess what? Tis sechei. That's the gersa that we have. Others have the gersa, the samach and the first tuf are interchanged, and it should be tis techei. In any event, that means to go and wash yourself. So she says, the issur of hanah is upon me If I don't wash today, so guess what? Wash today, the neder doesn't take effect because you didn't fulfill the tanai, and therefore there's no inu nefesh over here. So why should the husband or the father have the right to be made for such a neder because of inu nefesh? There is no inu nefesh over here. Go and bathe in lo erachat sayom. So go and erachat sayom, and then the neder won't kick in. So Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda tells us, the Amor Rav Yehuda says, the Amra hanoa suchitza lai liola, that the iser ruchitza will be upon me forever, in lo erchatz b'mei mishra. She's saying, if I don't go and wash myself in this very disgusting body of water for which they would soak flax. This is called mei mishra. It had a very, very foul odor to it. And therefore, when she says that I will be asked to get hanov ruchitza if I don't go and bathe over here, so it's not so simple to say tistachi, go and bathe in this, because that's disgusting itself. That's inui nefesh. And therefore, the Tanna Kamma holds that this is inui nefesh. That's Rav Yehuda's teretz. Gemara says, so, but wait a second. Then go to the next part of the Mishnah where it says, im eskoshet, im lo eskoshet. So the kavase, in the next part of the Mishnah, you have to have parallelism. The Tani im lo eskoshet, when it says there, if I will not go and adorn myself, if I will not beautify myself with these various cosmetics, so then, im lo eskoshet beneft, so that would be, I will, if you want to say the Mei Mishra is the example of Erechat Sayom in something disgusting, so then the Eskashit would be, I'll adorn myself with something that's disgusting, for example, like naft, that is a very foul-smelling type of material. So, lichluchu, how can you use the term eskashet? That's lichluch. So, the parallelism of Erechatz to say it's Mei Mishra, the parallelism for eskashet would be with naft, and that's not called eskashet. So, therefore, that can't be the right way to explain the Mishnah. So we reject Rav Yehuda's teretz, and therefore, now the gears that we have is Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gave another teretz, but the Rishonim on the Daf all have the gears over here. If you look in the Ram, the Rush, and the Tosos, as well in the Hagos, the Tziyunim, so then it says Amar Rava, that this should be Rava instead of Rav Yehuda. The explanation of Im Lo Erchatz is as follows. The Amra, the woman says in the Reisha, Im Erchatz, that means the Amra Hanoa Suchitza Liol Malai Im Erchatz Hayom, like we had explained. And the Sefer, when she says Im Lo Erchatz, is Ushvua Shlo Erchatz. That's the second thing. She makes a Shvua that I will not bathe. And therefore, there is no condition involved in the second case. As the Ran says in the Ramasal El Dior Mahanoa Suchitza Alai Liolam Im Erchatz Ushvua Shlo Erchatz, and he says, Vahashta Lo Tzriche Leukma. Biomeris im erchatz hayom. Now you don't even have to have the word im erchatz hayom. Ela biomeris. All she's saying in the first case is im erchatz stama. Why? De la'olam mashma. That implies forever. The Tanakama sabar. The yesh bo inui nefesh. The Tanakama holds that that's inui nefesh. Rabbi Yossi sabar. The less bo inui nefesh. He says that's just nivula and not inui nefesh. V'lekel emifra chashlo kidrochinon. We don't have now the same problem that we had before. But if you're saying that it means Hayom, listen, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Tanai is there, ain't bo inu nefesh. So why did Rabbi Yossi say that that's not inu nefesh? The lo efshel lemisnei hachi, because here he can't, we don't have that question anymore. Doktani ushvua shelo erchatz, the less bay tonight, because here the second part doesn't have a tanai. And therefore, we can't have Rabbi Yossi responding to both the first and the second part and saying that there is no tanai of inu nefesh here, because the second case doesn't have a tanai. Lo shayach lememer tanai ze. And therefore, the Ran concludes and says, "V'nir be'enai the lohachi naktinu tana lahani trei gabne." Why did the Tana give us imerchatz and lo echatz? It's the following: Lashmin and Rivusa the Rabbanon Ud Rav Yossi. It's to show us the strength of each of their respective shitas. The Rabbanon, the Tanakama, the Avol Pishalo Chol Haneder Lagamre, even though it's not chal totally, mefer the husband or the father still has the right to be made for the neder. U'mishum Rivusa the Rabbanon Nokat Milsei b'Tanai, and to strengthen it, it gives us the situation of it being a Tanai. The roots of the Rav Yossi, Nokat Shua Shalo Erchatz, below tonight. And Rav Yossi's Chiddush is even if there's no tonight, that he says it's not Inu Nefesh. V'yachwa de Chayla Mehash, even though it's going to take effect, Lomotzi Nefer, the Ruchitza Rav Yossi, Leku Inikla. He says the Ruchitza is not Inu. That would be Beinola Beinot, but it's not Inu Nefesh. And that's how the Ran explains the first part of the Mishnah, Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz. Gemara continues and says, Hanoz kishat alai li'olam im miskashat hayom. So then the same way that we'll explain the first part of the Mishnah, we'll explain the second part of the Mishnah. That the Tanakama holds that the eskashet is talking about that the woman asks herself to have kishut forever if she's going to be mekashet today. Ushua shalo eskate. And then the last part of the Mishnah, the fourth section of the Mishnah, when she says, im lo eskati means a shvua shelo eskashe, that I will not go and adore myself. And omele Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, hai elu nedarim ushvuos mi boi lel misne. So then why did a Mishnah only call this nedarim? It should have said nedarim ushvuos. The way we've now explained it is the second clause of the first section and the second section, im erchatz, im lo erchatz. So im lo erchatz is a shvua, and im eskashit, im lo eskashit, im lo eskashit is a shvua. So why do you say elu nedarim that are inu nefesh, or not inu nefesh, respectively, according to Tanakam and Rav Yossi? It should have said elu nedarim ushvuos. So Gemara gives two teruts. So Ravina asks this question to Ravashi. Ravashi responds back to Ravina and he says, number one, you're right. So read it. Tenu elu nedarim shvuos. Yeah. So you got to go and change the Mishnah around that it should have said nedarim and shvuos. Or alternatively, you don't like to change around the Mishnah if you don't have to. We buy say shvuos nami hanu nedarim. The shvuos are incorporated, included in the nedarim. Where do we see this? We had this early in the Masechta, the Tnan. We had this on Daf Tes, which was teaching us the din in regards to Yadus Nedarim. You didn't have to say a full neder. You could just use a yad. You could make a shorthand form of it. And if a person sees, let's say, Nazir walking by, or somebody making something into a carbon, or somebody making a shua, and he says, Kenidre Rishayim, I want to be over here, like the Nedarim of the Rishayim, so Nader B'Nazir B'Karbon B'Shua. So then, that is a Yad, that's an effective Yad, if he says Kenidre Rishayim, because Rishayim make Nedarim, and therefore, that includes making yourself into a Nazir, or making something into something like a Karbon, or making a Shua. So we see that the Lashon of Shua is incorporated in Nedarim, and therefore, when the Mishnah said, Elu Nedarim, that was enough to also include Shavuos. Okay, now we finally understand the Mishnah, Im Erechatz, Im Lo Erechatz, Im Eskashet, Im Lo Eskashet. The Gemara says, "Yamu Rabbanon Ruchitza is ba inu nefesh hilo rochatza." So, basically, what we've explained now is, according to the Tanakam, according to the Chachamim, there is inu nefesh if a woman doesn't wash, as opposed to Rav Yossi, who said that there is no inu nefesh. But Rimini, that seems to go against what we learned elsewhere. And the Brisa says as follows: Afa pish also bechulon. In regards to Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to do any of the chameshas inuyim, any of the five things. However, not all of them are equal in terms of their punishment. Ain't onish kares. You only get kares if you eat or drink or you do work on Yom Kippur. That is the issur of kares. But the other inuyim, of, for example, anointing yourself, of wearing leather shoes, or of tashmish, so that's not an isser of kares. So, ain onish kares, ela biocha, vishosim, yosim, melacha, bilvat. The only time you get kares is if you eat or drink on Yom Kippur, or you do melach on Yom Kippur. Now, if you're telling me that washing yourself, anointing yourself, is also considered inu nefesh, according to the Chachamim, the Yarmis, kilo rochatzo, iku inu nefesh, so then, how come, biyom kippurim, ki rochatz, l'chayib kares? How come we don't give you kares if you go wash yourself? The din should be, since that's inu nefesh, and by washing yourself, you're removing the inu yefesh, and on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to have inu, so then you should get kares for washing yourself on Yom Kippur. So I'm a Rava. Rava tells us, no. Men yonah dekra. You got to look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Gabi Yom Kippurim Dersiv, in regards to Yom Kippur, it says, Te'anu es nafsho secha. There's a mitzvah of inu on Yom Kippur. But milsa diyada inu hashta. But it has to be something that the inu shows up right away. If a person is hungry, they don't eat, they're hungry right now. If a person's thirsty, they don't drink, they're thirsty right now. If you do malacha, you're doing the malacha right now. So milsa diyada inuya hashta, you're doing that inui right now, as opposed to rechitza, which according to the Chum is inui nefesh, but it's not immediate inui nefesh. If a person doesn't wash themselves right away, so they only become inui nefesh by continuing not to wash themselves. Rechitza liyada inuya hashta, you don't see the rechitza's inui nefesh right away. As opposed to achila and shisia, which you see right away, the impact of not eating, not drinking, that inui is felt right away. And gabe nedarim d'chsev, and in regards to nedarim, it says kol neidev choshuas isor le'anos nofesh. As opposed to by Yom Kippur, so by nedarim, it has to be something that is le'anos nofesh. Milso de'asya leli de'inui. That includes something that will eventually be inu nefesh, not that it has to be tanu es nafsho sechem immediately right now. So there's a difference between inu by nedarim and inu by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it has to be, in order to be chayim kares, inu of hashta, right now. Whereas by nedarim, it could be something that will be le'anos nafesh, that will lead to inu nefesh. So milso de'asya leli de'inu nefesh, that is included in nedarim. V'chilo ra'chatzah, and if she doesn't wash now, Asula de inoy, and that's why by Nedarim there's a different thing than by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, the inoy of Ruchitza is not immediate, and therefore it's not punished by kares, whereas by nedarim, there is this idea of anos nefesh. So that would be considered inu nefesh, even though it's not immediate inu nefesh. Okay, so we explained the chacham. What about Rav Yossi? The Rami, the Rav Yossi, the Rav Yossi. We have a question on Rav Yossi. Are you telling me that Rav Yossi holds that it's not inu nefesh? He says there is no inu nefesh in regards to rechitza. So I'll show you that that's not true. We have a famous din. This is the Mefarish brings down the case over here in Dibra Maschel, Mayan Shol B'nei Ha'ir. Shemoshech v'holech le'ir acheres. You have a river or a conduit of water that's passing through the upper city and going to a lower city, upper area and going to a lower area. Shemoshech v'holech le'ir acheres. The aim bo elekidei sipuk shtiyosen shol b'nei osu'ir. And there's only enough water here to go and take care of the needs of the upper city. If the upper city takes care of all of its needs, there's not going to be any water going down to the lower city. So Rishus Biyadim, the people in the upper city, have the right, Lisotmo, to go and plug it up so that none of the water should leave their area and go to the people below. Shelo Yelech Liosu Yiracheres, it shouldn't go to the lower city, Shalamata Mehenena, from them. And the reasoning is because the Fisha Mayim Shalahenem, the water is theirs. But Mayim Rishusam, the water is in their Rishus, and Chayein Kodmin Chayacherem, and therefore they have the right to this water more than anybody else. It's life-sustaining to them, and therefore they have the right to preserve their own lives over other people's lives. So that's what this famous discussion is about. And this is a Gemara, a Tosefta, that we have in Bava Metzia and a discussion over there. Famous Gemara. In any event, the Gemara tells us that clearly from here you see that Rav Yossi does hold that Rechitz is inu nefesh, because it says, Mayin shel b'nei ha'ir, chayein v'chayei acherim. So they're going to die if they don't have the water, and the people below will die if they don't have the water. So chayein kodem chayei acherim. Since the water is theirs, they have the right to preserve it for themselves and not let it go to the people at the bottom. If you have behemtam with hemas acherim, their animals need this water, and the animals in the city below need the water. So again, they have the right. Behemtam kodemus lehemas acherim. So their animals take precedence over the animals of the city of the people below. Likewise, kvisasim kvisas acherim, they have to go do the laundry with the water, and the people below have to do the laundry with the water. Kvisasim kodemus kvisas acherim. So their rights to do kvisa, to do laundry, has precedence over the people below. However, the Tanakhama says, if it's their lives of the people below versus the laundry of the people above, so the people above don't have the right to do laundry at the expense of the people's lives below. So then, the people below have the right to the water rather than letting the people above do the laundry. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi disagrees. He says, no, the laundry of the upper people takes precedence over the water, rights, the life of the people below. Now, how could that possibly be? It must be because Rav Yossi holds that kvisa, laundry, is inu nefesh. It's so severe if you can't do the laundry, so therefore they have the right to do that, even though it's going to potentially cost the life of the people below. Now, if laundry is going to be inu nefesh, so Allah has come of Chamad, it rechitza. Hashta kavisam Rav Yossi, yesh batzar. If you're telling me that laundry has inu nefesh, and we turn to pe aleph omen aleph, guf lo kol shekein, so certainly the washing of the body, that's certainly going to be inu nefesh. Shmuel says, no. Amre, in fact, and Rav Yossi does hold that the laundry of the upper people is real inu nefesh, and that would have the rights over letting the water go down to the people below to drink. But that's different than rechitza. Because kevisa, leave Rav Yossi, kevisa is stronger to Rav Yossi than rechitza. Where does he get that from? The kevisa, not doing the laundry, that's real inu nefesh, as opposed to washing yourself, that's not real inu nefesh, because the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, hi, ar buvisa deresha, if you don't keep your head clean, masla de avira, that's going to lead to blindness. That's what Shmuel said. Ar buvisa demani, but the keeping unclean your clothing, Masla de shamumisa, that's going to lead to a person to go crazy. And arbovisa de gufa, and however, the uncleanliness of your guf, masla de shichne vikivi, that's going to lead to various sores. So what do you see from over here? That as painful as these sores may be, it's not the same thing as shamumisa, which is going crazy. So therefore, the lack of laundering is a stronger inner nefesh than just the fact that you'll get some sores on your body if you're not washing yourself. So the bottom line is that Rav Yossi holds that kevisa is inu nefesh, but rechitza is not inu nefesh. Okay, Baruch Hashem, this concludes today's shir, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with Pei Aleph the rest of the Gemara tomorrow.